After the bitter 30-year civil war in Sri Lanka ended in 2009, leaving thousands of people dead and many more fleeing the country as refugees, the UN was called in to investigate. Their report, due to be officially released later this week, has been leaked to the public and states that war crimes in Sri Lanka have been committed. It calls for a major international investigation to bring perpetrators to justice. Official government reports of the number of civilian deaths is around 7,000 people, but the leaked report shows the final toll could be much higher. John Whitehall is a doctor who spent time in Sri Lanka with the Tamil Tigers, teaching them how to look after sick children in the wake of the 2004 tsunami. He's been following the war and believes many Tamil people are still in danger.
I think that there are thousands of former soldiers of the Tamils who are kept effectively in concentration camps, still with tens of thousands of civilians in them. This report says that they should let these people go. Well, I mean, that's common sense. They should let the civilian population go, return to their houses. The whole thing is a travesty of human rights, is what's happened in Colombo.
Were you surprised to hear the results of the UN report?
No, not at all. Well, I was in Sri Lanka for 6 months during the period of peace, and then I followed the events of the war, and I'm not surprised that ultimately it's been found out that the government transcended all human rights and acted inhumanly on the civilian population.
Are some of the findings presented in the leaked UN report similar to what you experienced?
Well, I mean, many of the hospitals that I worked at, for example, and some of the orphanages I visited, the home for deaf and blind in which I worked, they were all destroyed. So goodness knows what happened to those people. And that worries me a great deal. I think there was indiscriminate artillery firing and dropping of bombs. The reports are that the banned cluster bombs were dropped. We're all excited that these things are being dropped inhumanely in Libya, but no one said anything about them when they were dropped on civilians in Sri Lanka.
John Whitehall, Professor of Paediatrics at the University of Western Sydney. Dr. Sam Parry is the spokesperson for the Australian Tamil Congress. She hopes the report's findings will increase international concern over the way the Sri Lankan government has operated in the past.
I hope that the international community will finally wake up and realise that the Sri Lankan government is a propaganda machine. The Sri Lankan government has been lying to the international community for more than 2 years now, and that the Tamil people in Sri Lanka have been persecuted for decades. They've been persecuted not just in the last 2 years, but for more than 60 years now, and that it is high time that the Tamil people deserve the independence that they've been asking for.
Do you think this report is coming in too little too late, almost?
It is a bit late because we have tens of thousands of people missing. I mean, there are some estimates that maybe up to 100,000 people may have been killed. We still have tens of thousands of Tamils who are in military custody, and we don't know where they are. At the same time, it is always better to be late than never, and I'm hoping that this report will put pressure on Sri Lanka and on the United Nations to conduct an independent international inquiry into war crimes that took place in Sri Lanka.
The report was presented to the United Nations, but do you believe that the Australian government has a duty to help out as well?
Definitely. Australia has always been a leader when it comes to speaking about human rights and upholding human rights. This is a good opportunity for our Prime Minister and our Foreign Minister to step up and show that they really do give human rights the importance that they say they do. We have several Australian citizens and Australian permanent residents who are members of the Sri Lankan government and the Sri Lankan military, and some of them may in fact be war criminals. So this is a good opportunity for Australia to investigate those individuals as well.